So is David there on line one?
Yes, he is.
Okay, how you doing, David?
Not bad. Good to hear you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, what did you think about Bill Starr in his latest comments? Were you able to hear it?
Oh yeah, I was listening. You know, I liked Bill. I thought he handled himself well. You know, I thought he did seem contrite to me. I'm not in the district, so I don't know
right.
what kind of either direct mail or personal efforts he made.
Well, that's sometimes when you're not in that district, you don't get all the letters, you don't get all the mail
right.
Type things. And so, but I thought he was pretty contrite just now.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I didn't think it, you know, I was kind of distant from it, so I didn't, you know, see the... You know, I guess the outrage or whatever, you know, from what I understand, you know, the idea of the, you know, that the phone call being intercepted or somehow, and he was just, you know, venting and describing what he thought was kind of a, you know, a double cross or something that he'd pledged to work with people and they didn't work with him, and he
right.
was venting. But, you know, I didn't see anything that I would consider, you know, unethical or, you know, the type of thing that normally you apologize for is something when you've really done something wrong.
Right.
And when you say that you're, you know, disappointed in someone or something, you know, I guess you could say you're sorry for that, but it's not the same level as someone that's really done something wrong, in my opinion. So.
We're speaking with Dave Dittman, a well-known pollster throughout the state. Dave, you generally work with more Republican-type candidates, if not exclusively. What's your opinions on the day after the election?
Well, clearly the left, you know, as I mentioned in this morning's paper, that, you know, it did take over. When you looked at, you know, the composition, what this assembly is going to be, it's scary to me, and I think it's, you know, not good for the you know, the community as a whole, in my opinion.
Well, but, it definitely doesn't look good for taxpayers.
No, it doesn't, and then just the idea of
why don't you hold on to that
sure.
thought? We're a little late in this
sure.
in this segment. We'll be right back with Dave Dittman. We'll be back with Paul on line three. Your phone calls 274-5297. Don't go away. We have callers backing up 274-5297. Let's quickly go back to Dave Dittman, well-known pollster in the community. Dave, you on the line there?
I sure am.
Hey, Dave. Only 21% of the people decided it was worthy enough to go out and vote. What does that say? I mean, how was your polls looking before the election, and then based on the amount of people that came out, how did they turn out?
We didn't do any polls. I wasn't working with any of the candidates. You know, it's an interesting thing. There's really not any money in the local elections. But if they spend the money on polling, really there's not much left over to do anything else.
Right.
So I don't know if there were any polls. The thing is on this is what's happened, I think, to a large degree is that, you know, the winners by far had the most money.
Right.
And largely it's union money. And
right.
there's to me, there's an inherent conflict of interest when you have public employee unions who are participating in elections and the recipients of their largesse, so to speak, then
right.
make decisions regarding their contracts.
Well, you know,
they have to be able to participate, but you know, but no one even seems to question that.
Right. I think it gets into a free speech type issue.
It does. It does.
And so, unfortunately, let's see. Alan Tesci was just on, and he was explaining how that the contracts are coming up, and you speaking about the money from the unions. This slate. Of this current assembly members, well, not current, but the ones who will take over on the 15th, will be voting on those contracts. So that was a worthy investment of the union.
Well, they do the same thing at the Chugach Board of Directors election, too.
Right.
On those contracts. The union, IBW primarily, is funding an immensely expensive campaign because they can be on both sides of the table.
Is Paul back on the line? Did he hang through the break with us there on, let's see if Paul's there. Paul, I think he left. All right. I guess the only thing we can do, Dave, is hope for better results next time.
Well, I think one thing I would like, you know, that I just think that the media, I mean, I think you do a good job, I think, but the Daily News, you know, in my view, has their own form of corruption in the sense of what they choose to cover and how they cover it. and they don't disclose. They're beating up, you know, Vico or Big Oil, and they're basically pounding out the private sector from supporting candidates. They're basically, you know, in my opinion, you know, just holding back. And the unions, on the other hand, are underneath the radar, and they've always donated far more money than the oil industry. I remember in some of the research we did, you know, in earlier years when ARCO was here and heavily participating, even in the greatest days of the oil industry's participation in politics, both in Anchorage and statewide, the unions contributed, you know, more than twice as much money as all of the oil industry and their affiliates combined.
I've been part of that years ago, back during this tax cap debate that Uwe Klinke and I and others were doing. You know, if any businesses donated to that thing, they were strung out, you know, because they had so much to gain, and these were the evil people. But when it comes to the labor unions, nobody says anything.
That's right.
You know? In fact, remember when it was myself and others in that slate, and you were doing the advertising for the campaign, and we ran that assembly slate.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched other slates that have been run in the past years that are more liberal, and they say nothing about that. But remember, they were talking about us and Tom Fink and how we were all connected, and the Daily News just went on and on and on about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then, but when it's the other side, you don't hear a peep about it. And I think people would be upset if they knew about it, but they simply don't know. And there's, you know, when you talk a lot about, you know, corruption and the influence and, you know, the influence of money and campaign contributions and all the terrible things that Vico did, you know, the same thing is happening on the other side to a large degree. I don't know if that, you know, the money isn't handed around the same way, as far as I know.
Sure.
But the influence, the corrosive and corrupting influence of it is still there, the potential influence anyway.
All right, let's go to Paul. Paul's back, I think, again. And so, Paul, you there?
Yeah, it's near impossible to talk to you, man. I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I'll tell you, when my kids call, my cell phone goes out, I get disconnected.
And I've got K2 on the line, so
here's what I wanted to say. As long as I called Jack, because I think this is wrong, but I've noticed this over the years. I'm long-term like you, and first of all, the assembly races, very few people, even in my opinion that I talk to, even know what's going on in the assembly or who's what. How many times they run ads, it's pretty much it. It's not a high-profile race. The other thing I noticed was I either fortunately or unfortunately also have a lot of liberal friends as well as conservative friends, and almost every liberal that I spoke with, and this is always stands true, and I never quite understood it except they're more motivated. Almost every liberal I know voted, and the majority of conservatives who I've asked did they vote yesterday, the answer's been no. Bottom line in the summary is that the libs are more motivated. They get out and vote. I don't think this is by any stretch of the imagination a majority opinion.
Well, in fact, you raise a good point. Dave, we're speaking with Dave Dittman here, of course, pollster. Isn't it true that the public employees, unions, and all, they are motivated to get out? I mean, these contracts are going to be voted by this assembly, this new upcoming assembly. Heck, they were told to get out and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just public employees. You know, the teachers, a lot of the polling places are in the schools. They just walk down the hall and vote a challenge ballot.
Right.
There's just a lot of things that are tilted in favor of the unions, and it ends up, you know, the citizens and taxpayers are paying for it, but I don't think they're aware of it to the extent that...
I hang up real quick, is that in my opinion, and this is based on observation, not just this election, but other elections, in my opinion, I blame the people that don't vote. I don't blame the libs. They did what they
think
they're going to do.
You're right.
I blame the people that didn't vote. And in my opinion, the majority of people do not support what happened. You go around this town and talk to people and just get a cross section. People did not, but the people that voted did. And so you can take our side. You can say, you know, up yours, don't complain to me again. If you didn't vote, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, Paul, I'm short on time. Hey, thanks for the question. I appreciate that. Dave, is that true that the town is more conservative than really what happened last night?
I think it is. I definitely think it is. But you can't. I agree with Paul. You know, you can't complain if you don't vote.
Exactly.
The fault that I find is in the degree and the level of public communication and the information that's communicated to the public that would, you know, in some cases, encourage them to vote and let them know how important it is that they do vote, because you know, certain segments of the electorate are highly motivated and they vote for their own interests, which they could be expected to do, but other people aren't aware that's even occurring.
Right. Let's go back to the phones. 274-5297 K2. Ken, how you doing?
Eddie, Mr. Dave, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Looks like we're going to be up against a break here. I tried to call in earlier to talk to Bill.
Oh, right, right. I'm sorry.
But you guys were busy yakking, and I didn't get to it.
I just wanted to give him enough time,
sure,
to really...
Dave, in your opinion, does Bill have anything to apologize for?
Not that I know of from here, but I didn't know what's happening out in his district.
Right, okay. I'm a longtime resident...
Of Eagle River.
Of Eagle River. Lived here for 15 years now, okay? And I listened to it with a pretty keen ear, trying to figure out what he did exactly that was wrong. And I got one statement for little Eddie there. I can't call you little because you're bigger than me, but I got one statement for Eddie. If voicing your opinion to another person in a private conversation requires an apology, we are all in deep kimchi,
buddy. Well, but let me try to clarify something.
What did
you
hear?
There was a conversation between him that he said there was a quid pro quo. Bill Starr tried to say that, hey, listen, I've done all this for the police union, and they're not supporting me, and he's pissed and all, and it just, with this corruption that's going on out there, it sounds like, well, you know, hey, if I did this for you, then you need to do this for me. To me, that was the worst part of the conversation.
Right.
Is it illegal? No.
No.
All right, we're...
But he was naive. We're up against the break.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
He was naive in thinking that he should get their support for doing what he did. Bill is a very good man. I voted for him yesterday. I'll vote for him again and again and again.
And I support him.
Heads on their shoulders should vote for him. Go to your break. Thanks for your comments, Dave. See you guys later. Bye.
Nothing like getting your butt kicked on the radio. Hey, Dave Dittman, we appreciate it. We're up against that hard break, and we always thank you for taking the time out to give us a call.
Well, you bet. It's good talking with you. And, you know, I think of you whenever I go down Ingra and see your old station.
Yeah.
Okay, good talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Dave Dittman, we'll be back, folks, after the break. We're getting some Chugach stuff, and I've got some interesting stuff to tell you about Superintendent Carol Como.
Your dial is frozen to the Eddie Burke Show on CBS News and Talk for Alaska. Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage, Kaparik, and Prudhoe Bay.
Tired of negative campaigns? Want to hear something positive? Well, there's very good news at Chugach Electric these days. Your independent Chugach Board of Directors with Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez has accomplished miracles in just one short year. They replaced the ineffective CEO and established new openness and transparency. They appointed a blue ribbon panel to take a close look at Chugach operations. They found potential cost savings of over $86 million through more efficient power generation. They found additional cost savings of over $98 million by consolidating duplicate operations with Anchorage Municipal Light and Power. And they found potential cost savings in the hundreds of millions by joining with other utilities in a unified power plan for the rail belt. So thank you, Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz. We appreciate your hard work to save us money. When you vote your Chugach ballot, please re-elect our hardworking, independent pro-Chugach board members, Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz. Paid for by ChugachConsumers.org.
All right, we'll be talking a little bit more about this election. Also, I want to get into the situation revolving around Tony Izzo. And, you know, I've tried to get in contact with this guy. He's a IBEW-backed candidate for the Chugach board. And I think he has some resume problems, folks. And so we'll get into that. We got some Carol Como issues to cover. I spoke with her last night. Got a little confrontational. I will tell you about that, too. Ha! Never a dull day around here. We'll be right back.
The Eddie Burke Show
is on the air and
on the web.
Call him at 274-KBYR
or at 1-866-610-KBYR
or log on to KBYR.com.
Keeping you entertained and informed.
Smart Radio, AM 700,
KBYR.
Attention Chugach Electric Association members. The IBEW union is backing a slate of candidates to take over the Chugach Electric Board of Directors. The IBEW's candidates are Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Please do not vote for them. The IBEW union should not be on both sides of the bargaining table. They've been there before. The average wage and benefits for a full-time employee at Chugach is now over $128,000 per year per person. That's over one-eighth of $1 million per employee. And it all comes out of Chugach members' monthly bills. Please remember, beware of IBEW candidates Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Chugach members have a choice. Each member should have received a large white envelope with a ballot inside from Chugach by now. Please keep Chugach free from IBEW control by voting for independent, pro-Chugach candidates Uwe Kalenka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz for an independent Chugach Board of Directors. Thank you. Proudly paid for by Chugach Consumers, 201 Barrel Number 10, Anchorage.
Spin our thread, and now, heard around the world on KBYR.com.
Whatever happened to just flipping somebody the bird?
This is the Eddie Burke Show.
Can you believe the sass coming out of his mouth?
Talk radio for the rest of us.
The other thing I want to get into today is Tony Izzo, who is a candidate for the Chugach Electric, and I've given people opportunity to call me and to address this thing, because I didn't want to go out on air with this type of information and then, you know, well, if you would have called me, I would have clarified that for you. So, and I know that I was talking to somebody last night. They went and talked to the person on via the phone, and I got the message back that, hey, we're not, I don't have to address these people, and they're just out to ruin me or whatever. Well, so here it goes. There's people that brought it to my attention, and it's been going on for some time. Tony Izzo's claim that he graduated from LaSalle University with a Bachelor of Science degree in business. Well, they did the National Student Clearinghouse, Sunrise Valley Drive, Suite 300 in Virginia. It's called studentclearinghouse.org, degree verifying certificate. There's no graduation certificate on Tony. Now, for folks that have been here a while, remember Linda Garrison. She was running for the assembly, or was it for House? It's been such a long time ago. I think it was for House, actually. Linda Garrison lied about graduating from high school. Well, her campaign went down in flames.
We got Tony Izzo on the phone.
All right. Finally, he decides to show up. All right, let's get Tony on to see what he has to say about this. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Eddie.
It doesn't matter. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I got no return call. And anyways, so let me ask you something. Tony, did you graduate from college?
Sure did.
Okay.
Sure did.
Do you have your degree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you fax that over here?
Here's the...
No, I just want to know that. Can you fax it over here?
Well, here's the story, Eddie. I think it's important that what has occurred is that Ray Craig contacted me last week about the ads regarding Elizabeth Vasquez using Chugach as kind of a credit union, you know, just having them pay money for travel or whatever. And I didn't have anything to do with the ad. He called me, was upset about it, and then sent me a letter saying that if you don't pull these ads, I'm going to ruin your reputation. I got this letter from him stating that.
Okay.
And then after the fact, and he was pretty clear about, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, you kind of this threatening, because I believe Ray's a zealot and a bully, kind of in your face, and I'm a pro-business, management kind of guy.
Do you have a certificate of graduation from college?
Yeah, well, in 1999.
Can you fax it over here?
Well, what has occurred is Ray has no authority. He's conducted an illegal and unauthorized background check. The terms of service are you have to be an employee or employer of the person, and you have to make sure it doesn't go public. So I've got counsel telling me, listen, provide the information to Chugach, who hasn't asked for anything because it's not a requirement in the bylaws, and this other guy who's out here not only threatening my reputation, but actually trying to do it. So I've got counsel telling me don't provide him anything.
Hey, Tony, can you hold on through the break? I'd like to give you time to express yourself here, and I don't want to cut you short. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, hold on, and we'll be right back.
Hey, out of the two chubby bald guys on the air in the afternoon here in Anchorage, you've made the right choice. Keep listening to The Eddie Burke Show on Smart Radio AM 700. KBYR. He's a Navy veteran, a homeowner, and a lifelong Alaskan.
I bet you're quite a ladies' man, huh?
And he's taking your calls right now at 274-KBYR.
I'm going to take you downtown with me.
This is the Eddie Burke Show. Talk radio for the rest of us.
We really, really support the truth.
On Smart Radio, AM 700-KBYR.
3:35 in the afternoon. 42 degrees out. On the line with this is Tony Izzo. Tony, you welcome back to the program.
Thanks.
Hey, Tony. Listen, okay, I'll tell you what, we've heard some from you, and folks, just to update in case you're just tuning in, Tony Izzo is part of a three-member slate of candidates who is running against another three-party slate of candidates in this Chugach Electric Association board election. And, okay, so I have this degree verify certificate, all right? It's from the National Student Clearinghouse, and what the issue is here is that according to this document and according to some letters that have been sent to you, there's been no proof that you actually graduated from college with a degree of Bachelor of Science. And according to this, the school that was that you claimed that you had the degree from is LaSalle University. Is that true?
It is true, Eddie. The allegation made by the other side is untrue, and I think it's the result of the fact that I have not communicated with them about this because of their threat to smear my reputation.
Okay, you were given an opportunity through Mr. Wiggin to contact me about it, and until I brought it up on the air, I didn't hear anything from you. Not that you need to call me. I mean, you know, I'm just a radio guy. I mean, I don't have any say so in your life. But according to this degree verifying certificate, it says, if the subject reaffirms receipt of academic credential, obtain a copy of the degree and fax it to us, and it gives a fax number, and this is to the clearinghouse. It says, along with the transaction ID for this request, we will work with the school to determine whether or not the record or records is genuine. Yeah. It would seem to me that if you actually had a degree, for one thing, you know, I've been in politics a long time. Heck, if I had I don't even have a high school diploma. I got a GED, but I would fax it over to people and say, hey, this is crazy. Here's my degree. I mean, why? It's just so simple.
Well, sure. I actually have been speaking to, I talked to, Chugach Electric folks today. Now, I got the letter from Ray on Monday stating that he copied me and he sent it to the other board members at Chugach saying he had done this. Now, he didn't tell me he was going to do it, but he had done this, and it came back inconclusive, and they were running with it from there. So it's been a pretty quick turnaround. Here it is just yesterday was election day. I got it the day before.
Do you think that this National Student Clearinghouse organization is not honest? Do you think they're in cahoots with Ray Craig?
Oh, I have no idea. I doubt that. I don't know.
Am I supposed to trust this thing that says you do not have a degree according to the records? Because they went directly to the school.
Oh, I told Chugach today, I happily provide them with.
Well, have you provided your certificate of diploma?
No, I'm actually waiting for a call. I was going to drop it off this afternoon.
Oh, you were?
And I have a transcript.
Well, why don't you just fax it over here?
I'll fax you the copy of the transcript. I'm going to black out my Social Security number if that's okay.
Well, sure. I don't care what your Social Security number is. I mean, I just want, look, you know, it's one thing. I mean, I don't know that people care whether or not I have a high school diploma, much less a degree, but it's just when you lie about it, and I'm not saying you have, but from all indications that I can come up with, and based on what you provided to this minute, it appears you do not have a degree.
I'll send you the transcript, Eddie. It's a complete fabrication and lie on the part of the others. They've already threatened
me. Well, let me ask you something. This show is going to be over with before 5 o'clock. Can you think that, do you think you're able to provide me trans? Can you walk over to the fax machine and during this next break, quarter to the hour, that you can fax those over to me?
Sure.
Just a copy of the diploma.
I've got a copy of the transcript. I'll also send the copy of the diploma. I got to dig that out, but I've got both. Just on a side note, I have to mention, it's kind of crazy that the current bylaws in terms of board members don't require any kind of education. Now, I did put down the bachelor's degree.
Yeah, it's not about all. It's what you have. It's what you put down on your resume. That's the issue at hand here.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I have it, and I'll fax you over the transcript.
Okay, then
it shows the graduation date.
Okay,
it's the name, and really, I just don't want to get lost the fact that this is just nuts. It's just nuts that Ray and this group would be so desperate. And you know, I've spent my career. I've negotiated more labor contracts for management where I've outsourced positions, I've decreased the number of staff to increase efficiency.
That's great. I know you used to be CEO of Instar. I mean, obviously, you're an accomplished individual. Nobody's doubting all that.
I'm just addressing that whole IBEW label. That's just part of that whole craziness about, well, if we say it enough, it'll stick. Well, and, you know, really, I got a letter from a guy who's threatening me, asking me on Monday for something, and essentially after he threatened to smear my name. So I'll send you over the transcript.
I just think anybody in politics would have cleared this up as soon as it came out. And it's surprising. And maybe you'll prove, you know, these folks wrong, and maybe this verification certificate will be incorrect, and you will demonstrate that you have graduated from college and you have a degree.
Sure, I'm saying it for all your listeners. I'm going to fax over that transcript. You can read it, and the only thing that I just want to reiterate and reconfirm that it's really unfortunate that an election for a utility like this has to be just so crazy.
Well, that's politics, you know. I mean, I've been the target, and then I've targeted others. So, I want that diploma. You know, is that? I don't know much about college because I've never graduated from college before. But I'd like to see a diploma too, or
sure.
I guess something from the college saying that you actually graduated.
I will get you something. So I know I have.
Because sometimes people go to school and they drop out. You know.
Oh, I understand that. No, this will show. Okay. I had 125 credits and what my average was and when I graduated. And,
all right. Well, we surely appreciate it. What's the fax number over here, Dave? Blah, 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 blah. We'll get you a fax number. Hold on. I tell you what, we'll go to a break. Tony, hold on. We'll get you the fax number.
Sure.
And we'll wait for your fax, and then we'll take it up after the break, okay? All right, Tony Izzo, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope we get this thing all clarified. All right.
He's on the air
and on the web.
This is talk radio for the rest of us.
This is the Eddie Burke Show
on Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR. Spinard Bread, and now heard around the world on KBYR.com.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
This is the Eddie Burke Show.
Well, the truth is that every man struggles with middle age in his own unique way.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
I tell you, you know, I don't know whether the guy's got a diploma or not, okay? And I hope he does for his sake. I really do. And I'm not quite sure what transcripts will show us. I'm a simple guy. I'd like to see a diploma. But now, you're a graduate guy.
Yeah, I've been going to college for like 30 years. I should be able to read a transcript.
You'll be able to figure all that out?
I'll have his number.
I might have to get somebody from the university to come over and help me read it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those guys are genius.
You got a journalism degree or something like that.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Working on it, yeah. Let's go to the phones. We got a bunch of people holding up. Let's go to line 4 with John. Oh, no. What about Joan? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
This lady's name is very difficult to pronounce.
Why don't we just bring her on? It's
She's on.
Okay, ma'am, how are you?
Hi, Eddie, how are you?
Can you say your name for me?
Sure, it's Edwina.
Oh, Edwina, okay, that's simple. Yeah, it's almost like my name.
I was hoping to ask Mr. Izzo some questions, but apparently he's hung up and not available.
Yeah, what would those questions be? Let's talk about them.
The first question is, he says that he has nothing to do with those commercials that are playing that are inflammatory against Elizabeth Vasquez and Uwe Kalinka.
Right.
But I believe he's a member of the Chugach Reliability Group, and those ads are paid for by that group.
Right, right. No,
so how could he not have anything to do with it? And, you know, clearly he doesn't have a problem with them running. They've run and run and run and run.
Right.
You know, I mean, I guess he's proud of the smear campaign that they're running.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that's politics, and I'm sorry, I'm probably desensitized to all that because I guess I've been in politics a long time, and you know, like he said that Ray Craig was trying to threaten him and all that, and you know, I just it doesn't matter, you know, that's just all behind the scenes stuff that comes out. But you're right, look, if something comes out of your camp, it's your baby. I mean, that's all, you own it.
Whether you're paying for it or someone who's supporting you is paying for it.
Exactly.
Making statements on your behalf, and you need to own up to that.
You know, if it's your campaign, you're in charge, and it's just like on the national level. You know, you hear candidate staff say something, next thing you know, they get out of line, they're out the door. You know, that's the way you got to handle it. So, and if you don't approve of something, then you need to get rid of it or solve the problem. So, yeah, any other questions?
No, I think that one will do it for now.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
I appreciate you. Let me ask your opinion on something. Just by what you heard, do you think he has a diploma?
I have my suspicions that he does not.
Right. I just don't understand. Let me ask you this, Edwina. If someone was questioning me about my GED, let's say, well, man, you know, I would go right to wherever it's at and get it and fax it. I mean, I wouldn't jump around or delay.
Absolutely.
Or anything.
Why would you need a lawyer to tell you whether or not to do it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if you have the credentials, what's the problem with putting them out there with us providing the proof? Well, you know, what's the issue?
Why let something drag on? I mean, he was called last night because a friend of his who's also on this candidate, Mark Wiggin, and I talked, and Mark Wiggin called him. And he knew that I was going to talk about this, and I gave Mark Wiggin my cell phone number and all. Not that the guy needs to call me. But you would think that, hey, listen, I don't need this going on the airwaves, even if it's not true, especially if it's not true.
Right.
I don't quite get it. But, well, Edwina, thank you so much for your questions and your call today. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Yeah. I really do. I mean, I hope that Mr. Izzo has a diploma. For those of you that have been around this town for a while, remember back when Linda Garrison, I brought it up earlier, you know, and what was the, I can still remember the editorial says, you know, people really are not going to care whether or not you have a diploma from college or not when they're electing you, but they sure care if you lied about having one. And that's just, it really devastated Linda Garrison, and she'll always have some of that with her for people. You know, it's a long time ago. People make mistakes, obviously. I mean, she's in real estate now, and, you know, she's living her life. But it's just something hard to get away from. You know, it's just like things I've done in my life, you know. Some things just never leave you. I was talking to Chris Birch last night, with, and he got a DWI like 18 years ago. 18 years ago, he got a DWI. He hasn't had a single problem since, but the Daily News found it necessary to kind of rehash the story. And so I guess, you know, it's like, how long until people, like, quit rehashing something you've done? I mean, when, how much time is enough? I mean, in my drinking problem, in the bar, in the peanut farm, what was that? I think it's 14 years ago this month. You know, I mean, I'm sure if I ran for office, they'd bring it up, you know? I mean, it's like, dang, man, when do you get a chance not to have stuff brought up? I mean, how long does it take? So I think the Daily News is kind of selective in what they report anyways.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
You're listening to the Eddie Burke Show.
Call 274-KBYR or
toll free
at 1-800-866-610-KBYR
or log on to www.kbyr.com. KBYR.com for the blog
and more from Smart Radio AM 700
KBYR.
A body and soul. Don't move
the back. 4:09 in the afternoon, actually 4:10, 42 degrees here at KBYR Studios. Discussing this issue surrounding Carol Como, and you know, for the most part, I have tried to be extremely respectful of the superintendent. You know, she's had a lot of success in her life, and I think probably her heart's in the right direction. I don't know. But after last night, and after I have been getting these emails in, delivered to me by people from the school district, and listened to her, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just not doing it anymore. And if I'm the only person in town that's going to bring her to task and ask her to be accountable for these things, then so be it. You know, because when you have somebody who's pretty popular around town and you start throwing some stones, you know, sometimes people will begin to criticize you first because, Eddie, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm presenting some pretty good facts here that I think demonstrate to a lot of more traditional type families and parents out there that says, listen, we need to start questioning Carol Como. You know, she's just given this open credit card, this open agenda, whatever Carol wants to do. It's just all her. This is not a personal issue either. This is a policy issue about how this school district should move forward. Before I go any further, though, let's go to Todd on line 1, 274-5297. Todd, you're there?
Hey, Eddie, yeah.
Good. What's up today?
Well, I'm sitting in my classroom.
Yep.
Grading.
Yep.
and I was looking behind me, and my bachelor's in economics is framed, and my master's degree in teaching is framed also.
Yeah, it's not hard to. Let me ask you something, Todd. You know, I have not received, by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, we were talking to Tony Izzo, who is running for the Chugach Electric Board, and one of the IBEW-backed candidates, and he says that he has a diploma from graduation from a university, and according to the searches that have been done and all the information provided yet, it appears that he does not have a university degree, and that's what he put on his resume. And he told us about 20 minutes ago or so that he was going to fax us the transcripts and diploma, and as of yet, we have not seen them. So well, go ahead, Todd.
Well, I don't, you know, I didn't say that, you know, to judge whether or not he has those, and I don't have them hanging on my wall
sure
either
you
as
did.
A point of pride. I actually have them hanging behind my desk for my students to see
right.
in terms of goal setting and
right.
things like that, but actually I called about the Day of Silence, or
right.
what I would just encourage everyone to do is to engage in the Day of Truth. And I don't know if you've heard about that, but
no.
You can look it up, www.dayoftruth.org,
mm-hmm.
and it is a student counter to the Day of Silence. And
right.
So it is an opportunity for Christian young men and women in high school, or any young men and women if they disagree with homosexuality, or they see the destructiveness that that creates in our society, then that is something that they can do as a way to try to discourage the propaganda that sometimes I guess we find in our public schools.
Well, you know, I've tried, Todd, I've tried not to make this a religion issue or a homosexual issue, I guess. I'm talking about why should this go on at all in the public schools? Why are we, because the obvious Pandora's box is that, well, we have a day of silence for the skinheads, a day of silence for the military, a day of silence for African Americans, a day of silence for white folks, a day of silence for, I don't know, leukemia patients. Who knows? I mean, it's incredible. What does this have to do with, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Well, I think it all, you know, it starts with the best of intentions, which is drawing attention to the fact that some people in our society are discriminated against, and that's, I mean, that in itself is, I guess, it's valuable for young people to understand that, but then it seems to escalate, and
right.
and you know, I have students who will tell me that they're participating in that, and that's fine. You know, I mean, if they want to do that, they can, and I guess, I mean, that's their right to do that. I don't necessarily agree with it. I'm just, what reason why I called is to let everyone know about the Day of Truth.
Day of Truth.
And to check that out, and there's a cool student manual, and just about every high school has a Christian club,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that young men and women can get involved in.
I think Z-Man had something to say. Did you?
Yeah, I had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important that you said that you put your diploma behind you to let the students know that they need to achieve something. Because part of the reason why I went to college is because I was so poor when I was, you know, mm-hmm. 18, 19. I realized back then that if I didn't go to college, I was going to be this poor for the rest of my life.
Well, I'm amazed you learned that at 18. It took me until I was about 22.
Well, I actually moved down to California where I worked for $5 an hour, and I
yeah.
realized, you know, I can't live like this my whole life. And I think that no teacher ever told me that, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you. They just let you walk through it, you know, thinking that you're going to be fine as soon as you graduate. But they need to, you know, teachers need to instill in their students that, you know, maybe play a video showing how, you know, you're going to live on the streets if you don't get a diploma.
Right.
Whereas you can have a Mercedes and be driving around and, you know, I mean, show the vast differences, but teachers don't do that, you know. They just teach love and
you could be like me, drop out of high school, no college. You can just be
well.
Like
you're unique, Eddie.
Right.
You're unique to be successful.
Eddie. You have an entrepreneurial spirit.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's different.
You know what? And I've talked to classes because I'm kind of unique like that. And I tell them, I said, listen, this is my route in life. But I'm telling you what, guys. Don't take it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a lot easier road out there, and it's called college and education. And
All right. Day of Truth.
Yeah, dayoftruth.org?
.org.
All right. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate Bye. That. Let's take a break here. We're going to dive a little bit deeper. I want to get into that personal conversation I had with Carol and about her coming on this show. You'll be interested to hear that, okay?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Eddie Burke Show.
Call 274-KBYR or
toll free
at 1-800-866-610-KBYR
or log on to www.kbyr.com for the blog
and more from Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR.